Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are studying Kapitel Kuf Vav, Song 106 in Tehillim. This song continues the theme of Mizmor Kuf He of 105, where we're using history to thank Hashem and see His greatness. Hallelujah begins, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov. Thank Hashem for He is good. Ki le'olam chasdo, for His kindness is forever. And the song recounts the history of the Jewish people from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the Exodus of Egypt, and it continues through the desert and continues as we enter the land of Israel, and it follows us in the land of Israel even until we are once again exiled from the land. And this song ends in the place of history where we are today. While Mizmor Kuf He, while 105, reviewed our history with rose-colored glasses and showed none of our wrongdoings, this song takes us through a critical and constructive view of our past so that we will learn from our mistakes and that we will each take an active role in history. We will see how this works. Let's begin this lengthy song of 48 psukim, and just like we did with the last song, we will only look at a few of the highlights of this very powerful, powerful song. Pasuk bet, pasuk 2. Mi yimalel gvuros Hashem yashmia kol tehilaso. We begin with the declaration. Who can declare all the might of Hashem? Who can declare, who can make heard all of His praises? It's impossible to give over the greatness of God. And then, Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Ashrei shomrei mishpat, osei tzedakah b'chol eis. Praiseworthy are those who guard justice, acting righteously all the time. And I think the juxtaposition of these two psukim are explaining, how do you really declare God's greatness? It's not something we can just say, because it's not enough to just say. But we need to act with justice and righteousness. And when we do, that helps us give over the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of God. And then the singer proclaims in verse 4, Pasuk Dalet, Zachreini Hashem Birtzon Amecha. Remember me, Hashem, when you favor your nation. I want to be one of those praiseworthy people who, as we will see as we continue on in this song, who makes a difference in our Jewish history. And now the Mizmor changes its tone, or develops its tone, as we begin to reflect on our past, on our history. And it's not an easy reflection, because we begin with Chatanu imavosenu, he'evinu, hirshanu, our ancestors sinned, and we sinned with our fathers. We sinned deliberately, he'evinu, hirshanu, we did evil. It sounds like vidoy, the confession prayer that we say. And then it continues with describing the various sins that our ancestors did. And it begins with, we sinned at the Reed Sea. At the Reed Sea? At the Yam Suf? How? We were afraid to jump in right away when Hashem told us to move forward. And then even after the sea split for us and we experienced such a miracle, they quickly forgot His miracles and began to complain. They complained about their lack of water, instead of davening and asking Hashem to give us water. They complained that the man, that incredible desert food, wasn't good enough, and then God gave them meat. And then the verses relate various other sins that the Israelites did in the desert. They rebelled against Moshe and Aaron out of jealousy. That's the story of Korach and Datan and Aviram. They made the golden calf. They listened to the spies and were afraid to go into the land of Canaan. And Hashem punished them as a result and kept them in the desert. And at the end of their sojourn in the desert, when they were finally ready to go into the land of Canaan, they served the Baal Peor, the god of the Midianites. And here we see one of the highlights of the song. if you look at verses Lamed and Lamed Aleph, Psukim Lamed and Lamed Aleph, 30 and 31, here all of a sudden you have a hero. Vayamod Pinchas vayefalel vateatzar hamagefa. And Pinchas got up and made a judgment, and the plague stopped. Next verse, 31, Lamed Aleph, vatechashev lo litztaka, and it was considered about him that he did righteousness. What did Pinchas do? Very briefly. This is in the end of Parshas Balak in the book of Bamidbar and the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. When the Jewish people were serving the Baal Peor, the idol, and at the same time committing immoral acts with the Midianite women, Zimri, the prince of the tribe of Shimon, in a brazen act of rebellion, took the daughter of the Midianite king, named Cusbi, this daughter of Tzor, and showed the people of Israel that he was going to commit an immoral act with her, and that it was okay. And so when Pinchas saw Zimri take Cusbi and desecrate God's name so publicly, and no one was doing anything about it, they were just all crying and saying, oh no, what's going on? He put his own life in danger. He grabbed a spear and killed both of them, meaning Zimri and Cusbi. At this time, Pinchas was not a leader of the Jewish people. It was almost like we would call it a grassroots effort. He was one of the people, and he saw a problem, and he, as a result of his courageous act, the plague that was affecting the entire Jewish nation at the time stopped, all because of the act, the righteous act of one individual. Remember that the song begins with praiseworthy are those who guard justice, acting righteously. Well, now we finally see a model of someone who is a man of mishpat, one of mishpat, of justice and tzedakah and righteousness. And I believe that this pasuk is the highlight, or at least one of the highlights of this entire song, because it shows us that one person's courageous act can change the course of history. And this pasuk reminds us that whenever we think someone really should, whatever that might be, someone needs to take action, someone needs to write that letter, someone needs to make that announcement, someone needs to call the authorities, someone needs to take action, it's a message for us. We need to be the person. But I'm not the leader. It doesn't matter. Neither was Pinchas. Pinchas was a man who was looking at the evil that was happening, at the danger that the Jewish people were facing, and he got up and he made a difference. This song now continues with a reflection on the wrongdoings that we continued even after we arrived in the land of Israel. And Hashem punished us every time we served foreign gods. He gave us into the hands of our enemies. And nonetheless, we cried out to God and he continued to save us time after time after time. Look through the whole book of Shoftim and you will see. Because God loves us, ki le'olam chasdo, his kindness is forever. And Pasuk Mem Vav, verse 46, takes us into even today when we are given into the hands of our captors. The Jewish people tend to integrate comfortably into the host country, and this is part of Hashem's chesed also. And now we end with a plea to Hashem, verse Mem Zion 47. Hashem, give us one more chance. Save us and return us from amongst all the nations where we are, so that we can thank God. That's why we want to get back. Hashem, we want to be that righteous person. We want to make a difference in Jewish history. We want to thank you for what you're doing. And with this Pasuk Memches, we end the song and we end the fourth book of Tehillim with Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, bless Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, which Rav Hirsch explains so beautifully here, that what I'm saying at the end of this song that reflects on our history and the mistakes that we made, but nonetheless shows us the hero of Pinchas, who performed an act of mishpat, of justice, and an act of righteousness. I want to be like that, and Baruch Hashem, whatever happens, I am determined to do what I need to do to move forward and to serve Hashem. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.